We're at training camp right now. Earlier in the year, we went out to California and saw Bucky. Bucky Brooks, now on our turf here in Mankato. Good to have you, man.
It's great to be here. It's great to see this team. This team is one of the teams that we kind of think being the sleeping giants in the NFC. And I think it's kind of validated by what you see on the turf. Their defense is outstanding. The offense has some new shiny weapons for Sam Bradford to play with. I think they have a chance in the NFC North to be really good.
You know, you mentioned defense, so I want to start there. In this division with these quarterbacks, and I like to ask a lot of people about this, having defense as your backbone, probably not a bad thing with those two quarterbacks.
No, absolutely. You have to be able to play good defense in this division. All the quarterbacks that we talk about in this division are big-time players. You think about Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford. Being able to defend those guys, you have to be able to get stops to win games. They've committed a lot of capital to the defense, and there's a lot of young talent on that defensive side of the ball that can get stops.
Do we need to temper our enthusiasm for Dalvin Cook? Because, I mean, he looks really good out here. People are really excited about him. What do you think about Dalvin and how he can impact our team in 2017?
I think he's special. He's one of my favorite running backs in the draft. I think he's one of the unique guys in terms of being a three-down back, a guy that is one of these hybrids that Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson and some of these guys talk about, being able to run the ball between the tackles, run outside on the perimeter, but also be a major factor in the passing game. I think we've seen already splitting him out in empty formation, using him out wide as a wide receiver. His ability to do things in a variety of different ways is only going to help this offense, and I think is really going to be a comfort level for Sam Bradford because he knows that he has a running back that can make plays.
And finally, you brought some good news with you to camp. Xavier Rhodes' contract extension.
How about that?
Yeah, you show up and he gets an extension. I like that. What do you think about him?
Well, I mean, I love him. I liked him. I like his size. I like his athleticism. I think he's been well-schooled and well-taught. Talk about Jerry Gray and then also what Mike Zimmer has been able to do. He is really a lockdown corner. And so in this game, when you're a team that wants to play a lot of man-to-man and you want to challenge people, you have to have these big athletic corners that can do it. Yeah. Xavier Rhodes the last 2 years has shown that he can play at a Pro Bowl level. I think his big contract was certainly warranted.
You're at Bucky Brooks on Twitter, right?
At Bucky Brooks on Twitter.
All right, so that's how you can catch some of his work, also on NFL Network. Thanks for taking some time to help us out. We appreciate it. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more from Vikings Training Camp.